tomorrow, April the 2nd, has been dubbed Liberation Day by the US president when he says he'll impose import taxes on all countries. It's still unclear what exactly he'll do. Ministers here will be told this morning that the EU expects a tariff of 20%, that the EU will respond, and that exports of drugs and chemicals from here to the US, currently worth almost 60 billion euro a year, could be cut in half. Meanwhile, for the first time, the Dáil will later debate and vote on a motion of confidence in the Cean Comhairle Verona Murphy. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is with us. Liberation Day minus one, Micheál. Tell us more about what the government is bracing for.
Well, I think the Cabinet today gets some fairly grim warnings. They will be in the form of a memo from the Minister for Trade and Tánaiste to Simon Harris. And I suppose the big figure that seems to jump out is that when it comes to pharma and chemicals going to the US, that in the event of a 20% tariff, that you could over the next number of years see those number of exports up to really halved. And that's what that is, a big amount when you consider that about 58 billion euros worth of pharma and chemicals go to the US every year. So that is a strong warning. But I suppose even amidst the strong warnings, there are still huge levels of uncertainty. That is because there is still no clarity around whether they could be sector-specific tariffs and could they focus on pharmaceuticals. I suppose there is a strong fear here that they could, or even country-specific tariffs, and could Ireland be included in that. So that's the type of territory that government are in. And talks last night, even before Cabinet, were focused on trying to carve out a response and trying to deal with this and the economic turbulence that will be caused in the period ahead.
But as a response, what can the government do? Is there a plan?
Well, there's a few things. I suppose if you look at the negotiations that have been taking place with EU states in recent days, the Tánaiste are talking to his counterparts in Holland, in Netherlands, Sweden, and also Denmark. So I think there is some hope. Perhaps you could have some kind of umbrella alliance if there is a focus, particularly in relation to pharmaceuticals. Government too trying to get its influence across the EU response, which it's believed won't come immediately and that it will be strategic and could be a little bit later. So in that days following the announcement, there is a hope that they could get Ireland's interest to the fore there. Of course, that won't be easy because there will be competing interests. More generally, there is a feeling that the economy will have to reshape. It will have to become more competitive. So work on that begins. And I suppose new markets will also have to be found for Irish goods. To that end, you could see something like the EU-Canada trade deal coming before the Dáil quite soon to be ratified.
Just to be clear, Micheál, any response will have to be an EU response. So the focus is more likely to be at an EU level rather than dealing directly with the US. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I think it is. But it was notable yesterday that the Taoiseach did say that there were bilateral discussions with political figures in the US and also with the US administration. So I think there are efforts on that front as well. And also ongoing discussions with the big companies here that will be most affected by the pharmaceutical tariffs. So it does happen on both fronts, but ultimately that main piece of work for the government is trying to have its voice heard in the EU response.
How to cope with the loss of revenue, how to cope with the loss of taxes. The Irish Times is reporting a potential rise in college fees. Is that the start of it?
I suppose it could be. That signal from the Higher Education Minister, James Lawless, in the Dáil last week and now confirmed by the Irish Times. I suppose already you can see heading into the next budget that some signals have been clear. There may not be any planned income taxes now. The Finance Minister has indicated that already. Energy credits, which had become a staple part of the last number of budgets, they won't be there anymore either. There is some relief, I suppose, for homeowners by other measures going to Cabinet today. One of them centres on the local property tax. Pascal Donoghue bringing amendments to the legislation around that, which would mean that about 97% of homes won't see their local property tax rise. The value of homes, of course, has gone up by about 23% in the last number of years, but only about 3% will see a property tax rise due to these changes. And those rises would be in the order of 5 to 25%. Euro. Also, the lower VAT rate on energy, that will be extended now until the end of October at least. The Finance Minister bringing that measure to Cabinet as well. Will it be extended in the budget then? I suppose is the next thing that people will be watching.
Meanwhile, the Dáil, the rouse, and now the confidence motion. Will the Dáil be able to get some work done after today?
I don't know. I mean, this is a remarkable day in any other context. The first ever confidence vote or no confidence vote in the Ceann Comhairle is going to take place. So that will be fairly bitter. Now, the government is simply putting down a motion saying that Dáil Éireann has confidence in Verona Murphy. They have the numbers to pass that. There is a combined opposition amendment that says for the Ceann Comhairle to have the confidence of the entire House, you would have to have the confidence of the opposition as well. So, I mean, that remains a point of contention, and it will be a fraught doll going forward as a result of this. That just seems inevitable. The next part of all this, of course, which is the speaking row that underpins the entire row, that should become a little clearer tomorrow as to how things are proceeding, because just after 12:30, for the first time, you will see the regional independent TDs using that new 8-minute speaking slot to put a question to the Taoiseach. What the exact reaction there from the opposition will be quite telling.
Can committees be formed then after today?
Well, on paper, committees can be formed if things kind of proceed this week and that new slot is in place. But given the level of bitterness and the level of angst that still exists, perhaps that could be difficult. At the same time, the extraordinary economic turbulence that is on the way could change the dynamic in the Dáil potentially in a grim way, but it could focus minds. I think there is a view among many that that could happen.
Barry Heenan, Micheál, one of the group of independents who support the government, he's asking to move seats. Why?
Yes, he is, and he has written to the Taoiseach to tell him he will be moving seats. Barry Heenan was pictured beside Michael Lowry last Tuesday, of course, when there were those fractious scenes in the Dáil, and Michael Lowry gave what he described as an errant gesture under provocation, which was a two-finger gesture to the PPP TD, Paul Murphy. Barry Heenan said he has faced a lot of intimidation, and there has been a toxic reaction, and to get on with his work, to avoid distractions and to avoid behaviour that he believes was demeaning to the electorate, he is moving seats. He's told Micheál Martin he will still support the programme for government if the issues he was elected on, like a new A&E for Beaumont and a new Gaelcolosh in his constituency, are progressed, and that he will also remain part of that regional technical group, but emphasising he remains an independent TD.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.